Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Monday, inside the Huron County Circuit Court, specifically Judge Pearl's courtroom, where a complex legal battle is gaining momentum. The case, People of the State of Michigan versus Jeremy Lee Tone, saw its latest developments with the defendant appearing remotely from Huron County Jail. The spotlight is currently on newly appointed defense attorney Kyle T. O'Mara, who's just inherited a voluminous amount of discovery. He's still sifting through the details and hasn't even had a chance to fully consult with his client. Despite this, the court is pushing forward, balancing the need for due process with the victim's desire for a swift resolution. Judge Pearl set a firm September 22nd date for a jury trial expected to last 4 days, but before that, a critical final pretrial is slated for August 31st. Serving as a hard deadline for all motions, plea agreements, crucial notices like alibi defenses. Any pleas after this date will be strictly limited to all counts. Adding another layer to the proceedings, the defendant remains held on a $100,000 cash or surety bond, a figure the defense may challenge down the line to bridge the gap until the main events. An interim pretrial has been scheduled for April 13th. Giving attorney O'Mara a crucial few weeks to catch up. It's a race against the clock in Huron County as the legal gears turn towards a high-stakes September showdown. And in Judge Pearl, Huron County's Circuit Court, a legal chapter closed for Jonathan Robert Bender today, but a new one, more serious one, begins. Facing his third felony charge for operating while intoxicated, Bender entered a no-contest plea. This isn't an admission of guilt, but it's a legal surrender, effectively bypassing a trial and fast-tracking him to sentencing. The court accepted a sheriff's report and a critical detail, a stipulated blood alcohol content of a staggering 0.24, with two prior OWIs convictions already on his record. Bender now confronts the severe consequences of a third offense, including potential prison time, substantial fines, and mandatory vehicle immobilization. While a secondary charge was dropped as part of the plea, the gravity of the primary offense remains. Bender, previously ineligible for sobriety court, is scheduled for sentencing on May 18, 2026. This case underscores the escalating legal repercussions for repeat impaired driving, a stark warning echoing through Huron County. When we come back after this AVS sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, As in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Frill's courtroom, a moment of unchecked anger has landed Cody Mitchell Fritz in a high-stakes gamble with his freedom. The 33-year-old with no prior criminal record pleaded no contest to home invasion third degree, but instead of immediate sentencing, he's been handed a rare 10-month delayed sentence. Judge Frill didn't mince words, telling Fritz his actions were born of anger, frustration, and a clear case of not thinking. The court acknowledged Fritz's consistent employment and clean history, suggesting this incident was a stark deviation from his character. Now, Fritz walks a tightrope. For the next 10 months, he is under intense supervision. Conditions include a strict no-contact order with Nicholas Gordon, requiring him to stay 500 feet away from Gordon's home, school, or work. He's banned from weapons, must complete a Thinking Matters program, perform community service, and submit a warrantless searches to his person, property, and even his computer. The stakes couldn't be higher. Successfully complete every condition and a felony conviction might never officially appear in his record. Fail, and he faces significant jail time. His fate will be decided on January 25th, 2027, when he returns to Judge Frill's courtroom for review. This isn't just a sentence. It's a test of redemption.
The power of Paralyzed Veterans of America can be felt everywhere. For over 80 years, PVA has been a relentless ally for veterans with spinal cord injuries and diseases like MS and ALS, and all people with disabilities, delivering life-changing programs and services that transform challenges into change so they can gain the freedom and independence to thrive. That's the power of PVA. Learn more at pva.org.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.